Joe Jardin was adding wood to the fire next to the makeshift strike shelter outside the plant gate as Christmas carols played on the radio. He says everyone's happy the strike may soon be over.
We're, you know, just want to get back to work and get our lives back into being normal again.
The proposed agreement covers the more than 12,000 workers at the tire maker's U.S. plants. Workers at Goodyear's four Canadian plants haven't responded to the offer yet. It includes a company commitment of $1 billion to cover retiree benefits and a retirement buyout option for 1,100 workers at a plant in Texas that, despite union efforts to keep open, will close next December. Jardin says it isn't everything the union asked for and will probably mean he'll have to pay more for health insurance.
We will be paying more, I bet. That's the one thing I bet you. We'll probably be about $6 or $9 to $10 more a week on insurance.
But Jardin says the strike has changed the way he looks at union membership. He was amazed by the support he and his fellow workers got from members of other unions. He says it's the first time he really appreciated the benefits of union solidarity.
People, you know, stop and write you a check and give you a check, and you gotta run it down to the union hall when you're done. And it's amazing all the support that you get, you know. I mean, I've been working here for 14 years, and, you know, we never had nothing like this before. And it's kind of opened your eyes.
Jardin and the almost 300 workers at the Sun Prairie plant will vote on the three-year agreement on Thursday. Until then, he and other strikers will keep the fire going on the picket line. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.